News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, fuel prices will increase in petrol stations around the country from this Monday. And David Horgan, chairman of Petrol Resources, joins us now. David, this is because the excise that was taken off during the pandemic is going back on. This was a 2-year removal of excise that is now coming to an end on the 1st of April. What's it going to mean for people at the petrol pump?
Well, on the 1st of April, appropriately enough, you'll be paying an extra 5 cents a litre for petrol and 4 cents per diesel. But of course, with the VAT rate of 23%, it's effectively a 6 and 5. But this is only the first bite. In August, they plan to put in an equal amount, which will make the Republic of Ireland approximately 15, well, as of 1st of April, will be approximately 15 cents dearer than our fellow garages across the north. And that'll go up to about 20 cent as of the 1st of September. But it's part of the general government policy to deter motorists, to drive motorists off the road. Because if you look at what the British have done, which also applies, of course, to Northern Ireland, they've deferred the reassertion of excise duties for a year. So the logical thing for the Irish finance minister would be to do the same thing. I mean, why create distortions on the border that is effectively only going to subsidise the British taxman? Be far better to act in tandem so we have a smooth market across the whole island.
Okay. I see that's always been a problem when things cost a different amount in the north. I see your issues. But the excise has always been there up until recently. I mean, it was taken off 2 years ago. It was taken off in extraordinary circumstances. And it was always heralded as a temporary thing. 6 cent and 5 cent, you said. What does that mean? If you have a 1 litre car, for example, how much would it go up to fill it?
Well, after the two slots, you'll be talking about an extra 10% approximately. So you'll be talking about
So if it was 80 euros, it'll be nearly 90 euros. It'll be 88. Is that the kind of magnitude of this?
Exactly.
Will petrol stations do anything themselves to offset this? Will they suck up any of this to save consumers?
Well, the problem that petrol stations have is that, to the surprise of many people, the retail margins are actually quite thin. Now, they used to be 4%, so many petrol stations are actually kept going from selling cigarettes and coffees and things like that. Now, with the reduction of petrol stations during the Celtic Tiger property boom, they were able to increase their margin from 4% to 5%, but it's still relatively thin. And you've already seen in the border areas some...
So what you're saying is no.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of people in Leitrim and Donegal who've cut back and advertised the fact, but it's not really sustainable. I mean, you've got to be making even a thin margin in retailing or you won't survive.
All right. Look, thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is David Horgan, chairman of Petrol Resources. That's a bit of a price hike on Monday, Shane.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people might be filling their tanks.
Oh, yeah.
Beforehand.
That'll be what they'll be doing on Easter Sunday.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.